Hey, everybody, and welcome to Gothenburg, Sweden. It is our first, it's kind of our mini show today. Griffiths along with Paul Almeida, and we have some people here just kind of wanting to know what we're doing here.
Yeah, we have a few people here, and nice to be in the facility and the hotel that we're going to have during the tournament. And nice to have everybody here that should be here so far for the tournament.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to get things started with hockey tomorrow. And tonight we have our Christmas party, so that'll be a lot of fun. We'll post maybe a little video and some pictures about the party a little later on. But it's just nice to be here. We're in the atrium of the Radisson Blue Scandinavia Hotel in Gothenburg. And we're at our bear pit. We've got everything set up. They did a nice job decorating everything. And just can't wait to get things started.
I'm going to do something very unprofessional here. I'm going to spin
That's
one of these.
Like you, Brett.
I know, exactly. Wow, you're on fire already. Anyway, I'm just going to spin this camera around just so people maybe, we'll see how the lighting is going to be a little different here. But this is kind of the room we're working with. I hope nobody's going to be embarrassed if they try to keep everybody out of the light. Hi, guys. There we go. People are watching at home, perhaps. Right? I mean, it's early Christmas day for everybody there. We are already getting ready for dinner, so there's that aspect. Okay, there we go. That's much better. Where do you want to start with this thing? We're like I said, ready to get rolling with the big matchups tomorrow to kind of kick things off.
Yeah, and I think being Christmas and everything else, want to wish everybody back at home a Merry Christmas. The other thing I want to do is there are quite a few people that have come on our trips before that for whatever reason, medical-wise, couldn't come on this trip. So I want to let them know that we're thinking of them and wishing them a Merry Christmas. We have a couple of members with us from the RCMP that are retired that wanted to have a special mention for one of their members, Sergeant Mick Ryan,
okay,
who unfortunately is battling ALS right now.
Right.
And that's a disease that I'm very familiar with. I've got a friend with ALS. We've buried three of his brothers with ALS. So we know the type of disease that is, and we wish him well. He's a 26-year member of the RCMP, served a lot in Saskatchewan and the Yukon, and he was a mentor to many in the RCMP Corps. He was born in Pine Falls, Manitoba, loved hockey, was a hockey player, was a hockey coach, won some regard as a hockey coach in Onion Lake, Saskatchewan, where he led a native team to a provincial title.
Right.
And, you know, we're thinking of him. We're thinking of his wife, Terry, who has been him since 1968, as they've, like many RCMP members, they get dispatched all over Canada or all over the province of Saskatchewan. And she's been with them through all those transfers. And we wish the two of them well. We hope they're watching the games back at home on TV.
Yeah.
And enjoying the World Juniors. And like I said, our thoughts are with them. And with, like I said, we have quite a few people who contacted us and said, Paul, we would love to go. We just can't right now.
I know. Exactly. It's hey, listen, it's tough times for some people in a lot, either health or financially, whatever. Yeah. But we've got a monster group here. It's a sizable group that we have here.
Yeah, we have 350, including our guides and our bus drivers, and 341 fans from Canada. So, as I mentioned, the last 120 or so arrive on the 27th.
Yep.
But we've got quite a sizable group here already. Breakfast was hopping this morning with quite a few people. And as we mentioned on previous telecasts, TSN is here in the hotel with us as well, so it was nice to see some of their people, Gord Miller, we saw Craig Button and others.
Dennis Bayak we ran into at breakfast this morning as well.
And I saw Mike Johnson as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, the headliners are here, they're getting ready to go. It's a big operation for them as well in terms of getting ready for the tournament. And tomorrow we have a sightseeing tour of Gothenburg, and then the game starts. You know, Canada, Finland, I'm looking really forward to that. Then there's a second game tomorrow, and then we'll be back here in the bear pit for our actual first day in the bear pit would be tomorrow. And I expect we're going to have quite a few people here listening to us and quite a few people here enjoying the festivities after the game, after a Canada victory, hopefully.
Exactly. Do we have any? I know we have the dinner coming up. Do we have any prepared jokes for the, or are we just going to wing it?
We're going to wing it.
Okay, good. Whew. Well, we'll be funny anyway. That's just naturally how we are, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part. What else do we need to tell people? We do have some people that are jumping on a plane tomorrow and heading here.
Yeah, well, wishing them safe travels. Looking forward to seeing them. Hope you're enjoying, you know, today with your family.
Right.
And they leave tomorrow. They arrive on the 27th. We can't wait to have you here. Hopefully no delays. And like I say, at that point, we'll be 341 strong going to all the games, wearing our jerseys. I'm sure people at home are familiar with our Canada Bears logo. And while you're watching the games, I'm sure you're going to see some of our fans on TV as well. And again, it's a great, great tournament. Everybody loves it. It's a Canadian Christmas tradition to be here in Sweden enjoying that tournament with a bunch of other Canadian fans and with people that we consider family, because we have quite a few people that have been on multiple tours with us and they are part of our tour family, and we enjoy having them here.
I will say this, we were delighted and constantly entertained by our driver, Robert, from Finland.
From Lahti.
Yeah, it just was keeping us in stitches the entire time on the drive from Stockholm to Gothenburg. He did promise that if Canada beat Finland, we'd be walking back from the arena. I think he's joking, but I'm not so sure.
I'm not so sure either.
So, yeah, they take their hockey quite seriously over here in both Sweden and in Finland. A lot of other places, too, but it was quite fun just to get here. I know that there's one person more than anybody else who is going to be very excited to get this event underway tomorrow, and it's that guy right over there, because once everybody gets in and we start getting into a rhythm and a routine, then you can kind of relax a little bit. You've been pretty tense because you got the Christmas dinner tonight. The New Year's Day dinner for us is also another highlight. But there's lots of fun stuff going on. But you can kind of relax and watch the hockey a little bit, because most of any of the little growing pains or the, you know, some of the little issues that might pop up seems to calm down a bit, does it not?
Well, my biggest anxiety is getting everybody here.
Yes.
Because it's out of my control. And,
right.
You know, weather-related or technical-related, whatever the case may be, I just want to get everybody here so that they don't miss any games. You know, it's one thing, the guys that came in the first part of the tour, they're delayed a day or half a day. They're not missing hockey games. They're not missing part of the tournament.
So
you have people that arrive on the 27th. If they're delayed a day or two, then they're missing two hockey games a day. So it'd be great for me and for everybody just to have all our friends here, because there are plenty of friends coming on that second group that people are waiting for. And getting everybody here, getting them at the rink, getting them enjoying the hockey, getting them here in the bear pit where we could sit, tell stories, say how, you know, we haven't seen each other, a lot of these people, for 4 years.
I know, it's incredible. But it feels like 4 days. I know that's corny, and everybody says, no, that's impossible. But no, it really is. When you know, we've gone 4 years now where we haven't seen the same people, and it's just like it was 4 days ago.
And it's very surreal for me, Bryn, to be here today. You know,
yes,
and to be
ditto
in this hotel, you know, with the group that we have here already, it's already surreal to me that we're already well into the tour, and the hockey games start tomorrow.
I
can't believe it. You know, all the planning that we've done for the last year culminates in us being here today and every day afterwards. And you know, you just hope that everything that you've planned works out, and that people enjoy themselves, have a great time, and make special memories with their friends. And if Canada wins gold, that's just a cherry on top for everybody.
Hey, for me, it's double fun, because one, we get to see people that we're very familiar with and make new friends.
Yes.
But I've run into, and we mentioned the TSN on camera people.
Yes.
But I know numerous people who work off camera on the cruise here. And there's some guys that I worked with at CBC. Greg Ansamo is one. Dave Parker is another one who I worked with at CTV. I haven't seen these guys in about 4 years. And it seems funny that we're living in the same city and we don't see each other very often. And it's just neat to be running into them here in Gothenburg, Sweden.
Well, this morning I'm having breakfast.
Yeah.
And I was introduced to a member of the TSN staff. And he's actually the guy that wears the white suit on the ice and carries the
You're
camera.
Kidding. No, and we got to get that guy on.
I know. He said he's done other the other tournaments.
I didn't think there was actually a human being in that white suit.
Yeah, and he says he loves doing it, and he's done a bunch of other tournaments. So I was like, "You're the guy?" He goes, "Yeah, that's me. I'm the guy that goes out there in the little white suit with the camera."
Beautiful. So, that we all make fun of, but not really. You know?
Yeah, it'd be great to have him on. So I'll see him at breakfast tomorrow.
Well, hey, how will you notice him? Does he have a mask on?
He was wearing all black at breakfast, so he kind of blended into the
wild
sofa.
White on the ice and black. This is a shorty for us because we have a dinner, but we wanted to say a Merry Christmas to everybody.
Absolutely.
It's great being away, but it's not quite the same as being home at Christmas time. But you know what? Christmas Day today is exciting, just not quite the same as when you're with your entire family. So this is a great way for us to talk to everybody back at home today and tell you that we are having a good time. I'm also going to give you a warning that I have I've kind of raised my game a little bit. For example, I have our traditional music, but I have found some other things like this one. Here's one of my all-time favorite classics. Are you ready for this one? Here it is, right. I hope this hits properly. Here we go.
I'm placing a personal bounty on the head of Tim McCracken.
There we go, right from Slapshot. There's some other things here. My favorite Connor McDavid clip is this one.
Too personal, man.
Yeah, there's that one. When we lose, which probably will not happen, you would hear this. Yeah. All right, what else have I got? A couple of other ones. When Canada's got to pick up their game a little bit.
We're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Anyway, we'll be having some fun when we get this place lit.
Oh, yeah.
I learned that from the kids. When we get this place lit tomorrow night, we're going to be down here broadcasting every night after a Team Canada game, with the exception of tomorrow, which is an afternoon game. So we will be going on a little bit later in the day, in the evening hours. But we're going to have a lot of fun down here. I can't even see. Who have we got here, Paul? We've got two fine gentlemen here who promised they would not throw anything at us.
Bob Hodgson is here, and his son Robert as well. And,
exactly.
I see a few other people. Mick is there from Mick Ford from St. Albert.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Like and, I said, it's bright up here.
I know, Mr. DeJong.
Oh, there we go. I got it.
Shirley's birthday today. Shirley DeJong, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
So actually, we had four birthdays today.
It's shocking to me.
I know.
Now, Rachel, you don't do a lot of TV because you stepped out of your, you got out of your key light.
Yeah, I'm not.
Move forward a little bit. Just got to move forward. There we go. You got to stay in your key light. Well, you never know. Somebody from TSN might be watching.
I doubt it.
So, okay, anyway. We're having fun. That's pretty much it for today. And we're back with you tomorrow. And hopefully, you think it's going to be a hard one for Canada in the first game?
The first game is always unpredictable, and Finland is always unpredictable. They're a team that can... they rise to the occasion at these tournaments.
Yes.
And they just play such a disciplined game that if you fall behind, it's a lot of work to get back into the game. So the key for Canada is to get that first goal. And, the Finns are still going to be playing a patient game, but maybe you can get them a little bit out of their comfort. If you get behind 1, 2, 3 goals,
it's going to be tough.
It's going to be extremely difficult to break them down.
Okay, great. Thanks, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. What day is it today? Is today Monday?
I have no idea.
You lose track after a little
today
bit.
All I know is today is Christmas Day.
Yes, and then from that point forward, this is how I do it on the calendar during the NHL playoffs. Anyway, it's either a game day or an off day.
That's right.
I don't know if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, but that's the way it is.
Well, tomorrow is game day.
Yes, we do, and it's game on, so looking forward to it. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and more stuff coming your way through this great tournament, the World Junior Hockey Championship from Gothenburg, Sweden. On behalf of Paul, I'm Bryn. Have yourself a great day, and thanks for watching live.